No, mate, we're still on the bus. I tried very, very hard to rip the satellite dish off the roof last Sunday morning, so that didn't go down very well. And then today, I hooked the car up on the back and forgot to take the park brake off. So as we're leaving the RV park, I've left a couple of dirty dicks parked in their driveway.
Real Griswold type activities going on with the Lyle family as they tour around America, and he just starts to make the big bucks again.
I'm really keen to know what he does with the house, the mobile house, while he's back home in Australia. Well, and Jared Lyle, I think he's joining us now. Good morning, Jared.
Boys, that was a fantastic intro, just bringing up all the bad things I've done on the bus.
What are you talking about? We
love
great things. Are you joking? What do you do with the Winnebago when you get back to Australia?
The bus is currently sitting in an RV park in Las Vegas.
It's okay, I'll tell you. You've got a good mate with a car keeping a keen eye over it.
Yes, mate. We've got a guy who drives the Titleist truck around on tour. He is living on the bus for us at the moment.
Perfect.
I got an email from him yesterday saying the bus is running perfectly and we're still trying to get the satellite fixed.
Fantastic.
It's in good hands, apparently.
Well, it's NFL, so it's getting to the pointy end of the NFL season over there. You better get that satellite dish fixed. If he's got anything to do with golf, he'll be a massive sports fan with other sports. And to that end, before we get stuck into talking to you about the Eastwood Pro-Am and your relationship with that and where the money raised for that goes to, you're a bit of a sports fan. Where do you sit on Anthony Mundine?
Oh, look, I do respect the guy as an athlete. I don't respect the guy with some of the comments he's made over his life, but everyone says stupid things at times. So, you know, I've probably said some stupid things, but not to the degree that he has. But, you know, he's an amazing fighter, and I wouldn't want to get in the ring with him.
A little bit of that showmanship that boxing has, which drives a lot of us mad. Do you reckon there could be a bit more of that in golf, Jared? A bit more, you know, like, I don't know. It's hard to do it. But, you know, sort of by getting on the front foot and selling the game a bit better than maybe some of the players do?
Oh, look, I think there's an element to it. I think, you know, you look at Patrick Reed and some of the comments that he made after winning, and you look at how he got shot down in a ball of flames by pretty much everybody in the golfing community. So, you know, I think it's a little bit different to boxing. But, you know, I'd like to see some guys sort of step up a little bit more and get the game out there.
He made some comments the other day, having three-putted on that green, I think, over in China, that got him into a bit of hot water too.
Yeah, well, again, he said some stupid things and he probably regrets it. I know that after he said that he was a top five player in the world, that a lot of the crowds now give him 10-0 every time he goes out and plays. So, you know, he's made the mistake of opening his mouth before he sort of thought about what he was going to say.
Yeah, that is a shame.
It is. But now that you've been through and you went over there, you played some pretty good golf. We were really following you every tournament. You must be happy with the way in which you've been able to reintroduce yourself to the circuit?
I have been, mate. It's been a long process to get myself ready to, you know, obviously play again. But, you know, to go over there and play as well as I did in those two PGA events, it definitely answered a lot of questions that I had about, you know, about my golf game and whether I'd be competitive enough against these, you know, 20-somethings over there, that, you know, whether I was still going to be able to compete against the best players in the world. And, you know, to go out there and make two cuts and, you know, obviously not finish as high as I would have liked to, but, you know, just to make two cuts and show myself that there's still golf game left there, that, you know, I couldn't have asked for anything more.
No, it's been great to watch back here. You're playing in the Eastwood Pro-Am. I think it's on today. What a cracking day we've got for it. Well, why is this an important Pro-Am for you, Jared?
Look, mate, for me, it's important. Obviously, they raise money out there for Challenge during the day, but I went out there years ago and played a Pro-Am and did a talk at their Pro-Am dinner the night before, and they have made me an honorary member of Eastwood. So it's important for me to go back out there and support them, but it's also, you know, I'd like to go out and play Pro-Ams, not just Eastwood, but Yering Meadows and other ones around Victoria, because I think it's important to, you know, to help the smaller clubs and, you know, pro-ams are a big day on smaller clubs' golfing calendars, and you know, to be able to go out there and support them and do all that, I think it's very important.
Well, it's a two-way street. They do good stuff for challenge, and that's a great attitude. It would be a great attitude for more professional golfers in Australia to have. What's your schedule look like? I mean, next week...
Isn't the Masters coming
next
up?
Week at, at Metro, and then we go up to Sydney for the Australian Open. What's your domestic schedule looking like, Jared?
Yeah, we've got the Masters next week and then the Australian Open. I've got a week off after the Australian Open and then doing the Australian PGA. So I'm playing the Big Three, which is nice. It's been about 3 years, since I've played all three here in Australia. So it'd be nice to get back out there and play in front of, you know, Aussies again and do all that. But, you know, and then I'm going to head back to the States in about 2 months. I'll go back on the 14th of January and pick up the missile and try not to break it on the way.
Sounds like a good plan. Hey, Jared, we had Ryan Ruffles on the program yesterday. Have you seen this young man, 15 years of age, or 16,
yeah.
And he's just putting up some unbelievable scores. Have you had a chance to have a look at his game?
Yeah, I actually got paired with him at the Victorian Open the start of this year, and mate, it's incredible. Like we both didn't have the greatest 2 days down at 13th Beach, but he's obviously got a lot of talent. Like he left that tournament and went, I think it was about a month later, and went and won the Riversdale Cup. So, you know, the kid's obviously got a lot of game, and you know, there's big things going to happen for him, and I'm excited to see him play. I think he's playing the Masters and the Australian Open this year as well. So it'd be nice to be able to watch him play up there and see how he goes. Like, for 16, he's got a lot of talent.
Well, that's it. And you don't like to put too much pressure on these young fellas going around, but I'm sure you come across a lot of these prodigies when you're over there in the United States. Is he capable of getting to the highest level, in your opinion, from what you've seen so far?
Definitely. And I think he's one of the rare ones that actually can handle the pressure very well. A lot of guys you see are tainted as, you know, the world's next best thing, and a lot of them can't quite handle that tag, and you see them drop off. But, you know, he continually keeps putting the runs on the board, and, you know, I think he's got a very, very good gift, and I think he knows how to use it well.
Did you back a winner on Cup Day?
No, I got a couple of thirds. My old mate, little Glennie Boss, he came through with the goods a couple of times for me, but didn't get through the post first, which was a little unfortunate. But I'm a big gambler, mate. I put me $5 each one. I know I'm not going to win a lot, but I don't lose a lot either.
No, that's
smart,
a very
man.
Sensible way of being. Hey, it's great to have you back in the country. We can't wait to see you get back over there and do what you did so well when you did return. And we can't wait to see you knock it around over the Australian summer. It'll be terrific to see you. Great to have you on the show, and good luck to everybody at Eastwood today. Let's hope it's a cracking day. They've got a beautiful day for it.
Fantastic, boys. I'm looking forward to it.